Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Ha'azinu, and more on our mind, of course, is the fact that Shabbos is followed immediately by the Chag of Erev Yom Kippur, and then by the Chag of Yom HaKippurim, the day of the year that has the most potential for every single Yid in the world. So, let us turn our minds for a moment to the upcoming Yom Kippur, idea of the Yom Neiran, and where we're headed. We're told that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, we're Oivrim Lefanav Kibnei Maroin. We pass in front of him, in front of Kavi Yachol, one at a time, Kibnei Maroin. What's the expression, Kibnei Maroin? The Gemara has three different pshatim. Either Kibnei Amarno, which means like sheep, when sheep are counted, they go through the gate one at a time. The Gemara has a second shot. The second shot in the Gemara is like the Aliyah Space Marin, a certain location, a place where there's a very narrow place to go through. And when people go through, they have to go in single file. That's the second shot. And the third shot is like the Chayole Beis David. There are the soldiers of Beis David who are counted and they go through one at a time. So Gemara is three pshat. And it's very strange. It's a taich word. And all three pshat mean the same thing, that they go through one at a time. And yeah, I think Gemara has three potential taich, and the Mishnah used such a word which can be taich three ways. I saw in the Sefer Ivrei Tadasha, he brings the following beautiful beer. Very much something halacha l'maaseh. Every person goes past HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibnei Maroin, when he's judged on Rosh Hashanah and when the Chesima comes to on Yom Kippur. But they come three different ways. Most of humanity is totally oblivious to the fact that today is the Yom Hadin. They go through Karmona, they go through like the sheep. The sheep have no idea. As they're going through and being counted, they just walk right through. There are others who realize it's the Yom HaDin. And they're frightened. They're fearful of the Yom HaDin. They have an Amos HaDin. Kamala's Beis Marin. Like those who go on the narrow ledge where you have to go one at a time on a mountain to go through. And there's a pachad, there's a fear. Many people go that way. They have the appropriate Amos HaDin. There's a higher level. There are people who go through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, K'chayol Eshel Beis David, like the soldiers of Beis David, meaning that they go through charged with a mission. They go through, attack them one at a time, but charged with a mission to do what has to be done. So the Gemara, there in Yud Chesam and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah, brings all three pshatim to tell us which one is you. Who are you? Which one are you the one? Which one are you as you go through? Rabbi Isaac Sher in Lekas Siches Moser in the second volume, page Kuf Chaf Aleph, brings the Hasidim Harishayim. The Gemara says that the earlier righteous people, the davening was with a preparation of 1 hour, Shah Chaydin Filasan, and Shayim Shah Achat Filasan, and the davening was in the middle. So Rabbi Shah brings, and the question is asked by everybody, a Shah before davening, that you do preparation for davening, you understand, Kabbalah, Sukkot Zimra, Brachis, whatever it is that the person says before davening. But what is the Shah Achat davening? What is the hour after davening? So Isaac Shah brings that the Kadmainim say that when the Chassidim and Rishonim davened, they were in such a high place that in his Pashtus HaGashmias, they almost left their body, their mind, their soul was in such a high place that it took a while to come, so to speak, down to earth to return. You know, they had Hasagas, they had ideas of Elamei Soyainim, of higher worlds. It took them an hour to come back down to this world. What does that mean? And they have to come down to this world. Dr. Isaac Sher. They had this lofty, godly, totally based on neshama sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not enough. God wants us to serve Hashem in the Olam HaGashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's based on the Olam HaMaisa. So no matter how high you are, how lofty you are, no matter how much your dreams are, you philosophically and spiritually, no matter how high you are, it's not adequate. You have to bring it down to the Olam HaMaisa. It has to translate into doing mitzvahs properly, into behaving properly to other human beings. So after they had this lofty experience, it took them an hour to come back down to earth, not because they were drunk with their spirituality, but because they knew that they had to apply the spirituality to what's going on in this world. So to Isaac Sher, the same thing is true about us on Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, we're Daimel HaMalachim, each one on his own level. We don't eat. We're not involved in the pursuit of pleasure. We have Shavisa Sosar. We have the 10th day of Tishrei, and we rest from all the Gashmiyistika needs. And indeed, we feel uplifted. But you have to know, it's for us to bring it down to the Olam HaMaisa, bring it down into the world with specific improvements in our behavior. And that's what Chazal mean. That when you're over in the fun of, when you go, you have to be Chayolai Shel Beis David. It's not enough to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Kemailus Beis Maron, like the frightening cliff of Beis Maron, where you're frightened and you made it. And you finished going through, you a sigh of relief, and you're over, done with it. No! Chayolai Shel Beis David, you got to come out like the soldier with a mission, with a goal. All the lofty feelings are only worth something if it translates into l'maisa. I'd like to move on to a second thought. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. It's usually translated the Day of Atonement or the Day of Forgiveness. And we know l'chaper is to forgive. It's interesting. The expression is barely used. I was thinking about it when we daven Slichas or Avinu Malkeinu. We use the language of Slicha and Mechila abundantly. Language of Kapara is rare. We say, Avinu Malkeinu Kaseinu B'Sefer, Slicha or Mechila. That's what we say. When Shmakeleinu, we say Slach Lanu. We don't say Kapelanu. Before the Yud Gimel Midas, we say Kelera Chapayim, a paragraph. And sometimes we say Kel Moli Rachamim, Rachamon. See a different paragraph. They don't contain the word kapara in them at all. The Shemayin Esrei, Slach Lanu, is a bracha for forgiveness. It doesn't say the word kapara. It only mentions slach and machal. Yom Kippur is a day of forgiveness, but why is it Yom Slicha, Yom Mechila? Why is kapara used? It seems kapara is somehow specific, and slicha and mechila are more general terms. What is it that makes it Yom Kippur more than Yom anything else? In Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Yaakov says, V'amartem, he tells his messengers, say to Esav, Gam hine avdecha Yaakov achireinu. Yaakov is following. Ki amar, because Yaakov said, Achapu aponav b'mincha. I will ask forgiveness from you, b'mincha, with this offering. What does it mean, achapra upon us? So Rashi there says, Nira Be'enai, Shekol kapara she'etzel oven v'cheit. Anytime you find the expression of kapara by a sin, or etzel ponim, or achapra upon us, kula v'oshi kinuach v'havarahu. They're all expression of wiping away and letting something pass you by. Loshen Arami, who Rashi says. And then Rashi adds that we find in Ezra that the basins from which the blood was spritzed were called Kipayrei Zahav. Hashem Shakanekayim Mekaneach Yodeh Behem B'Shas Hazrika. Because you wipe on them. There was an expression of wiping away. Yom Kippur. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for atonement. We want to go back to the way we were? No. If we go back and set the clock again and start again, like before he did Averis, that's a wonderful accomplishment for Yom Kippur. But there's more. Yom Kippur, there's a goal to be Mekaneach, to wipe away, to take away the effect it has on us, the Averis that we do. So primarily, Avinu Malkeinu Kaseinu B'Sefer Slicha U'Mechila, we're asking for forgiveness. Kapara is a specific expression which asks for something more, for something additional. What's that something more? We should be able to wipe it away. We should be able to wipe it, get rid of it, and be better people. And that's the goal as we come to Yom Kippur, to be the chayali based of it. Be those who aspire to greatness, achieve greatness. The first step to greatness is a meaningful Yom HaKippurim. A good geben shiar to one and all. Yekadosh Baruch Hu grant us a gemar chasima taiva, a good geben shiar. We should be zeicha to be meichel each other, and certainly Yekadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel us. Good Shabbos, good shiar.